Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Got a lot of stuff to talk about here today, Wednesday edition of the show, my last show here until either Sunday or Monday. Obviously, we are heading down to Las Vegas for the annual convention, the Observer Figure Four Convention, taking place in Las Vegas beginning today, tomorrow, and running through Monday for a lot of people. Lots of stuff going on there. There is an FSW show taking place on Saturday night, the Girl Power Show. I will be wrestling on that show at this point in a handicap match. Myself versus Peach Machine and Mikey G. Later on in the show, we're going to be calling the Disco Inferno live here on the air to see if he'll accept my offer to be my partner in that match. That's coming up later on today. There's all sorts of stuff. Chris Wolf and I are going to be having a meat-eating contest at a Brazilian steakhouse on Friday night, and a bunch of other fun things as well. All the information on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com in the Daily Update. Choose any Daily Update, scroll down to the bottom. All the information is there about the Observer Figure Four Convention. I'll be there, Vinny's there, all sorts of people are going to be there. It's going to be a fun time, so stop by any of these events and say hi. As far as news today, there's a lot of it. I watched SmackDown last night. If you have thoughts on SmackDown, you're welcome to give us a call here today. 844-411-5411. Toll free, 844-411-5411. Text messages, 425-780-7566. What did you think of the show? Go home show for SummerSlam. Still only 13 matches on the show. They didn't add anything last night, although they have added a concert, a new concert with Elias. He will be singing his greatest song ever, he claims. That's added to the SummerSlam show. We have more on the NXT TakeOver event. We have Raw ratings. I watched Miz and Mrs. Episode 1. Filthy Tom and I will be reviewing it every week on the show here until the Mae Young Classic starts. It's harmless, but I cannot wait for the Mae Young Classic to start. We can talk about this and so much more after the break. Wrestling Observer Live.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Lots of stuff to talk about here today. If you'd like to give us a call, 844-411-5411 is the phone number. That is toll-free, 844-411-5411. Text messages, 425-780-7566. Despite the show premiering only a few weeks ago, Miz and Mrs. already been picked up for a second season. They announced on SmackDown their reality show had been picked up for a second season. Press release sent out after the announcement confirmed 14 new episodes coming in 2019 on the USA Network. Show usually airs right after SmackDown on Tuesdays. Obviously, things will change next fall. Miz and Mrs., reality show based on the lives of Miz and Maryse as they face the experiences and challenges of becoming first-time parents. They also deal with a move from L.A. to Houston. Episodes aired so far have focused on WrestleMania, photoshoot mishaps, and Maryse's baby shower. Now, if you've been listening to Filthy Four Daily, we decided last week we're going to watch Miz and Mrs. We're going to watch it until the Mae Young Classic starts. Can somebody tell me when the Mae Young Classic starts? I'm not sure how much longer I can do this. It's a perfectly harmless reality show, okay? But I'm not a reality show fan, number one. And number two, even on the scale of reality shows that I've watched, it's completely, totally, 100% fake, with the exception that Maryse is, in fact, pregnant. So we'll review the first episode today on Filthy Four Daily, the next one next week, and then hopefully the Mae Young Classic will be beginning. Have you watched any of this show, Mike?
Nope.
God, I say your name, Mike, and I just shivers run down my spine.
Why? Are you following up with Mike the Miz? Or
Mike Mizanin. She calls him Mike throughout the show.
Well, if that's what it does to you, then good, actually. I hope it does send a shiver up your spine. The fact that you're watching this show. Why are you watching this show again when there's a zillion one things going on that you could be reviewing or watching?
Tom wanted to watch it. And everybody else was saying you should watch this show. You should watch this show. Everybody has a different opinion. A lot of people thought we should watch Miz and Mrs. And you know what? A lot of people are watching it because it just got renewed for 14 more episodes.
Be careful. You know, he's got that kind of time on his hands. He starts falling into watching, like, reality shows. He might be like, you might call him. It's like, are you going to training? No, I got to watch my stories. And he'll be watching judge shows and stuff like that. This could be a slippery slope for Tom.
All right, let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What is going on?
Hey, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
All right. Hey, I'm the guy who called last week and screwed up. Hopefully this goes better. I wanted to talk about the SmackDown Women's Championship match, and
yes,
specifically that Charlotte dig at Carmella last night.
Yes.
I just want to ask, what is the point of that dig if they're not actually going to have Carmella lose? Like, they're patting themselves on the back, saying that, oh, you're a diva living in a women's world. What's the point if they're not? Because I feel like Carmella's going to win at SummerSlam. I feel like Charlotte and Becky are just going to have their issues, and then Carmella's just going to walk out of there retaining the belt. So what was the point of that dig last night, other than just stating what a lot of people have been saying?
Well,
past week, at least with. Sorry about that.
I was going to say, I want to thank you very much for the call. The whole point of it is to get heat. I would bet you, not going to make a large monetary bet, but my gut is that she is walking out with the title on Sunday. Carmella's going to retain. And then she can brag about beating Becky and Charlotte on the same night. I watched that segment last night, and you know what it reminded me of?
What?
Scarlett Bordeaux segment on Impact. This is supposed to be a women's evolution or whatever, and Carmella's out there, and she just starts talking about how, you know what? I'm hot. I'm way hotter than both of you. I've got a way better body. Starts dancing around the ring. She talks about how she's a diva. She's proud to be a diva. So that's their idea now. They're going to get heat on Carmella by having her be a diva in the middle of the women's evolution and be the champion. So, I mean, she could lose it on Sunday. I mean, they'll probably decide the day of the show. But my guess is that because they've come up with this little idea right here, she's probably going to retain. So get used to it, everybody. Heat. Be cool if
nothing to even bother to add there. I mean, what's, you know, so I guess it's cheap enough, I guess. And why not? I mean, look at what the outrage is with Carmella anyway. Why she's there, I guess you might as well go ahead and utilize that and continue to shove it down everybody's throats. Sure, why not?
It's one of those things about the company where this desire to get heat over certain things, I don't mind Carmella being on the show at all. I don't even mind Carmella having matches, even though they're terrible. What bothers me is that, and I'm sure they'll say, look at Brian, what a mark. What bothers me is she's the champion. And it's not even that it bothers me that all of the other girls are better than she is. What bothers me is I have to watch her in long, terrible matches in the main event. As a fan, I'd rather watch Miz and Mrs. And you know what's funny? If she retains on Sunday, if you recall, like four weeks ago, she had a horrible long main event on SmackDown. It was terrible. Then, the next week, she had a horrible long main event on SmackDown. Do you want to know what? Since that show, I guess it would be 3 weeks ago, they haven't put her in the ring in 2 weeks now. So apparently they figured out, my God, these matches are bad, and the ratings aren't very good, which means, I don't know, maybe people turned off the show in the middle of her matches, but they've taken her out of the ring for two straight weeks, and she's probably still going to win on Sunday. I don't know that, but that's my guess.
I like the claims, you know, that she, and as a heel, she would do this, that she is so much hotter than everybody else on the roster. I know they love going to that one, you know, when somebody's got nothing else, it's, well, look at me, how pretty I am. As if the rest of the women on that roster, oh, I don't know, starting with Becky Lynch.
Yes,
that happens
any
again,
of them.
You know, Naomi, as if they are unattractive. Get the hell out of here. You know, that's the troubling part, too, is you can have a character like Carmella. You can utilize her on the show. She can be involved in some stuff. But, like, if your titles are supposed to mean anything, oh, I don't know, put them on the other people that are the whole package there. And I know, again, you're doing this as a cheap way to get heat. And I guess it's working because we talk about it, but it doesn't work for me as far as watching it goes. And I just feel bad for all those other people that could actually be there in the mix doing something. I mean, look at how Bayley and Sasha are being wasted with one of the most craptastic feuds of all time. I mean, you know, no matter if you want to try to defend that thing or not, go ahead and find someone else that doesn't think they'd be in a better spot and better utilized doing anything else than what they're doing.
Alrighty, this person here says, it's about Rey Mysterio. According to Northeast Wrestling, they have tweeted out that Rey Mysterio has pulled out of their Friday, August 24th event due to a contractual situation with WWE. Wonder what that means, besides the obvious. Wonder if that means he'll show up on SummerSlam. Don't report that. I'm just asking a question here, because he's not doing a date the week after SummerSlam. Could also do the TV after SummerSlam. Or maybe he'll just go and, you know, have to learn how to work at the Performance Center for a while before he comes back. To the phones, you're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, Brian, Steve from Chicago.
What's up?
If I may pile on this Carmella issue, I had like a little bit of a revelation when it came down to her now using her diva status to get heat. This title reign is literally playing out like a fictional Ava Marie title run that, ironically, a lot of fans were clamoring for back before she was released from the company. Just a completely, the least talented denominator, suddenly holding the title and inexplicably specifically retaining it for God knows how long in, you know, awful matches or non-matches, basically, in order to, get the...
Listen, your phone is terrible. I'll translate that for everybody. He's saying this is playing out the same way that a fictional Eva Marie title run might have panned out. And it's funny you mention that because, if you recall, they had this big idea for Eva Marie. Actually, first, I think Eva Marie actually was first. And then they were going to try with Emma, and they did all of those vignettes, and then they didn't like how she portrayed Emelina on the day one, and so they just axed everything. They didn't even give her a week two. Then they were going to try with Lana. They gave her the new sexy entrance or whatever. And I don't know, maybe they figured she was actually too bad. I don't even know why that one died. And now they're trying it here with Carmella. And hey, listen, if you think that I'm making this up about Heat and that's why she's being pushed, the whole Enzo gimmick was that he sucked and he was a champion of 205 Live. Back in a moment, Wrestling Observer Live.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517. It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. This person here says, a note on your thing about the Mae Young Classic schedule. While last year's numbers may be part of it, the main thing is the finals are at Evolution. Last year was a random SmackDown. I think he's talking about the binge-watching release schedule versus week-by-week release schedule. The thing is, they could have done week-to-week last year, but they decided to experiment with dropping half of the episodes on one week, half of the episodes on the next week. They didn't have to have the finals on that SmackDown. They could add the finals anytime they wanted. But they decided they were going to try an experiment. And at the time, I said, I think this is a bad idea. Because I watched every single episode of the Cruiserweight Classic. Because all I had to do was watch one extra hour a week for the duration of the tournament. There was no way I could watch six episodes of the Mae Young Classic in 1 week and then watch 6 hours the next week. I'm sure some people, a lot of people I'm sure did, okay? When that thing ended, the word was it was a success. I thought, okay, fine, I was wrong. Well, this year they didn't do it. So that tells me that it wasn't a success. That they determined that, in fact, it's probably going to get more viewers on a week-to-week schedule. And that's why they're doing it here. And I want to give them credit for this because when 205 Live debuted and they started taping after SmackDown and you had a bunch of dead crowds and nobody cared about the matches 95% of the time, it seemed abundantly clear that they were going to figure this out and maybe tape before SmackDown. But they were stubborn. And so they just kept it up and they kept it up and they refused to change because I guess it would be an indication that they made an error. But at least with the Mae Young Classic, I don't know if this is a Triple H call or whoever made this call, but hey, they tried something last year, apparently didn't work, and they're going back to the way that it's proven to work. So, two thumbs up. Good decision.
Yay.
I'm going to watch it this time.
Oh, okay. Are you going to remember anybody that's on it? You going to take notes?
I know everybody who's on it. You kidding
me?
All
right.
Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, Brian. Hey, Mike. I think we can pretty much chalk this Carmella experiment up to it's basically another prime example of poor planned ideas and inept talent being focused upon as far as that goes. I gotta say, I'm surprised that they learned a little bit of a lesson from last year and they're going to dole out the classic in weekly installments instead of in one big, giant, massive thing. That actually might be better. And on the stubborn thing that you mentioned, well, WWE being stubborn, who would have ever thought that they would be so blind and bold that they would just plow right ahead and do whatever they wanted. I can't say that I'm shocked in the least that they are stubborn in any semblance of anything.
Well, you know,
Roman Reigns push, that pretty much tells us all we need to know about their level of stubbornness.
Hey, listen, it's all main roster stuff, my friend. It's very different down there in developmental. Listen, Triple H did a conference call today. And somebody asked him about, I think it was increasing the length of the NXT show, or I know Dave had an idea of, you know, what if you did the NXT show on the network and you did another NXT show on FS1? And obviously, if FS1 offered him a lot of money for a second NXT show, they'd do it. But Triple H's response was something along the lines of, I like having an hour. I would rather not all of our talent was on TV every week than have them be overexposed. Like, this is a smart guy. The best thing about NXT is it's only an hour long. You can focus on the important stuff. You don't have to waste your time with stuff that people don't care about just because you got to fill TV time. You can tape in advance, which I think I may be the only one here. I think it's a huge benefit to tape in advance with NXT. You're locked in your storylines. You can't change your mind. The worst thing that happens is somebody gets hurt and you got to shoot an extra angle. But the storylines are consistent. It's a nice slow build over X number of weeks. Then you have a takeover and it blows away the main roster. So I don't want him to mess with this formula at all. I don't want more hours. I don't want more time. I don't want more guys on the show. Just do it exactly the way you're doing it. It's great.
Yeah, you're not going to get the 90-minute Memphis episode, which is probably, as everybody always says, just about right. So it's better to be at 1 hour than it is to be at 2 hours. And one thing about taping in advance, too, because one of the things that people will criticize about it is what if there's an injury or something like that. Thing is, much like old wrestling, much like, you know, sports, if you build up enough faith with your fan base and the people that are there, like, they'll accept when injuries happen and when weird things happen and you actually have to change a card, because one day it will happen. Somebody's going to blow a knee out 5 days before a takeover show, and they're going to have to change everything up. And you know what? Things are probably going to be okay with that because of the faith that NXT has built up amongst its viewers and its fan base. So,
but even if you tape week to week, I mean, if someone blows their knee out 5 days before pay-per-views, I mean, you can't shoot another Raw.
No, I mean, it can still happen. So, I mean, that's to me, there's really no reason for them to change it up. I mean, there's none, actually. You know, if they were making $1 zillion just for NXT and somebody wanted it on a major cable network and went out of their way to do it, sure, I'm sure they would change their mind. But doing it in the way they're doing it, I mean, why change anything they're doing right now? With the exception of maybe because they have such a glut of people down there that they do increase touring, or they change up ways on how they go about maybe putting some of those people into play, you know, so we can get a Dijak into play sooner than just on the coconut loop or something like that. But again, why change anything that's actually been working for them?
After officially announcing the date and location of SmackDown 1000 yesterday, WWE's added The Undertaker, advertised for the October 16th event, Capital One Arena in Washington, D.C. Second announced appearance for The Undertaker.
Something unpopular here. Who cares?
Wow.
It's getting to the point now.
A lot of people care.
They keep dragging it back and dragging it back. And I love The Undertaker, as everybody else did. I mean, through his incarnations, people didn't like Booger Red. I liked Booger Red. Everything that they've actually done, tried to do with him over time, great. I don't know about continuing to trot him out there and tease a match or possibly go through and have a match.
Dude,
no thanks.
Man.
I know all the and for him, if he's making $1 zillion because they're making $1 zillion for it, I'm all for it. I'm just saying, as a fan, you keep trotting this out here and you keep teasing matches with this dude who's completely immobile, it starts to lose its effect.
I cannot believe the disrespect for The Undertaker I've heard here on this show.
Well, what's he going to do?
If you and him are going to ride out into Death Valley on motorcycles, Mike, you ain't ever coming back. You hear me?
Yeah.
It's right.
A lot lighter than show, and he made it back.
Jeff Jarrett and Global Force Wrestling have filed a lawsuit against Anthem, the parent company of Impact Wrestling, citing copyright and trademark infringement. BW Insider reported in the lawsuit early yesterday. Pro Wrestling Sheet uploaded the lawsuit, claims that Anthem, along with their Anthem Wrestling Exhibitions Company, have continued to use and profit from the Global Force Wrestling Amped tapings from several years ago, without Jarrett's permission. Suit claims both parties talked about merging in December of 2016. In May of 2017, they signed a term sheet. Document noted GFE would retain all rights to the amped footage. Plan for the two companies to merge were never finalized, were dropped when Jarrett was fired from Impact in October. Despite the non-merger, the lawsuit claims Anthem has continued to profit off of the amped content, which was distributed as a four-part pay-per-view series, and has failed to provide any compensation towards Global Force or Jeff Jarrett. They also said that Impact does not have a license allowing them to distribute the footage, which has been shown on the Fight Network website, Anthem's wrestling distribution service Global Wrestling Network, and is also available on Impact's online store in DVD form.
Oh, geez, just give him what he wants so he can go sell the DVDs for 99 cents inside of a Walmart somewhere. I like Jeff Jarrett. I've been a fan of, you know, him and his survival skills and his family survival skills for a long time now. You know, they deserve credit. Him holding on and trying to, I guess maybe he's got some sort of legal case. I just don't see how this is going to benefit him or make him look anywhere near in a positive light at all. I mean, look at the reaction to this thing. It's just basically been eye-rolling. If it wasn't for Anthem putting his stuff on, what exactly is he going to do with it?
Well, listen, here's my thoughts, okay? I don't have a horse in this race. If they took all of the amped footage and they put it on the Global Wrestling Network, okay, and Jeff Jarrett says, you don't have permission for that, then Anthem just takes it down. Like, he has, I mean, I'm not a lawyer here, but I mean, if someone asks you to take it down and you take it down, I mean, then you're going to go to court. But here's the thing. If they used his Global Force pay-per-views and they put them on pay-per-view and people bought the pay-per-views and then he didn't get a penny from that, I mean, he probably does have a case. Now, I don't know. I don't know what's going on here. I only know what I just read right there.
We'll see when they start pulling these things back and seeing what, you know, because, you know, does he start saying that you can't use any of the IP, you know, any of it? And that's the stuff that's been, you know, integrated into the shows that actually affects other Impact shows. You know, I guess we'll have to see. But it just, this whole thing on the surface seems very cheap. It seems like it could probably end on, like, Joe Brown or Judy or the People's Court or something like that.
Very, very quickly, you're on the air. What's up?
Hey, what's up? Real quick, I just wanted to ask you guys. Correct me if I'm wrong. I believe the next pay-per-view is Hell in the Cell. Which match is coming out of SummerSlam do you think they'll start maybe do a scurry finish to get to the Cell?
I'll answer this question after the break, my friend. I have answers for you.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And also, we're going to call the Disco Inferno live here on the air. We come back from the break. Wrestling Observer Live.
From the creator of The Simpsons and Futurama.
This is a bad time to be coming down off of that high.
Comes an epic tale.
I like war, but I wouldn't say I love it.
Of growing up.
Isn't there a point in everyone's life where they need to go figure out who they are?
In the dark ages.
I want to get rid of all the diseases plaguing mankind and replace them with worse ones.
Disenchantment.
Anybody looks at her, they get their head chopped off.
Boy, did I look at her.
Only on Netflix.
Attention, timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
I noticed my neighbor put a broken World's Best Dad mug in the recycling bin by his curb. So I did what anyone would do. Fixed it with some JB Weld Clear Weld Epoxy, then returned the next morning to stand in his yard and drink coffee. He and his family stared out the window at me with confusion, and underneath that, fear. And underneath that, I want to say jealous anger. But underneath that, there was also appreciation for a lesson well learned. Don't toss it. JB Weld it.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Let's see if I can do this here on the air without revealing his phone number. We're calling the Disco Inferno. This coming Saturday night, it's myself and nobody right now against the Peach Machine and Mikey G at the FSW show. Coming up Saturday night, feature stars of wrestling, the Girl Power Show. There is a granny tag team classic taking place on the show. And apparently, I think there's at least another, I think there's one other men's match on the show, but other than that, it's all women on the show. So we're going to call and see if Disco's available, because Disco Inferno, listen, he works the FSW shows. He's always there. He was there last year when I went. Lives in Las Vegas. It's the Disco Inferno. Mm-hmm. There's no better partner. I said it yesterday. It's disco or bust. You understand?
Lifestyle.
If he does not accept my offer to be a partner this coming Saturday night, I'm going to wrestle that match alone in a handicap match.
And probably get beat.
Get out of here.
Well, you got two against one, right? I mean, what, the stacking the odds against you? You're just so much man, you're going to be able to blow through.
I don't want to do
gentlemen.
A handicap match. Stand by. Hold on.
All right.
Hasn't responded once. That's all going to change right now.
Let's see. Might be scared.
Your call has been forwarded.
Get out of here.
Mm-mm-mm.
You kidding me?
Damn.
All right, listen. We're gonna.
He's obviously around. He's just. It's you. Do you have to confront this dude?
Well,
are you
hey.
Bringing cameras with you?
Listen, if he's listening, just call that number back. I'll put you up here on the air.
Are you going to roll up on him in the club? Like when?
Yeah,
you get
but
there?
That's my plan.
Oh, no.
I mean, I'm going to be everywhere.
Be careful about bringing cameras in there. They don't tell
I'm
you
not
like
bringing
that.
Cameras in. Are you
okay.
kidding me?
It's,
you think I'm an idiot?
By the way, remember, just champagne room rules, too.
All right, if you want to give us a call, 844-411-5411 is the phone number, 425-780-7566. Give us a call. You can also call the Sports Byline if you'd like. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-PLAY.
I wonder how much bottle service is.
I got a million texts about this.
What?
This person says, I was wondering if you'd seen the Twitter backlash on Meltzer's comments on Peyton Royce. What are your thoughts? There's like 25 of these here.
Yeah, any thoughts?
Any thoughts on Peyton's tweet today about Dave saying she was more attractive in NXT? And there's a link here. So, all I know is we did an Observer Radio, and, like, if you want to ask Dave, ask Dave. I'm sure he's going to address it on the show tonight. I didn't say a word, number one. I'm not trying to throw Dave under the bus. I'm just... Apparently everyone was mad at both of us. I didn't even say anything. That's number one. Number two, and you can ask Dave about this. I don't know why I'm talking for Dave here, but I don't even think that he was talking about her weight. Like, that seems to be what everybody is caught up on. Like, I can't remember what he even said, so I didn't even want to say too much.
She looked lighter in NXT.
I think that's what he said.
That's what he said.
I don't... think that he was talking about her weight. I think that he was talking about her breast enlargement surgery that she got after she moved up to the main roster.
Her enhancements, which is why he started talking about aesthetically, he was not a fan of her in their current incarnation.
That's somehow this is blown up now. He wasn't calling Peyton fat. I mean, I'll ask him about it on the show tonight. I'm sure he'll address it, but it was, I'm sure, a poor choice of words.
Well, maybe you should parse them better, yeah.
I don't find Peyton any less attractive now than she was when she was in NXT.
Because she's not.
Yes. And I don't know. Everyone's texting me about this.
Well, guilt by association around here.
And, of course, now it's going to be this, it is this huge thing already on Twitter. Because you have half the people that are very mad at Dave. And then, of course, you're going to have everybody who's going to jump to Dave's defense. And now everybody is yelling at each other. And listen.
Just don't at me, at Garrett, no.
That's what happened there. I'm sure he'll talk about it here tonight.
Great.
I could tell you that, well, anyway.
Don't.
One right after another here. What's the deal with Peyton and Ty Dillinger being mad at you and Dave? Me? What did I do? I didn't do anything.
Ty's pissed?
I guess. I don't even know what's going on with Ty Dillinger. Tell me what's going on with Ty Dillinger.
I don't know. I know Beth Phoenix was not happy with Dave after seeing Peyton's tweet, but
Well, there you go.
How about it?
He wasn't talking about her weight. Now, the rest of it, you can ask Dave about it here tonight. Back to the random tweets here. You and Tom, this person says, should review Ring of Honor. Or you and Vinny. Point is, please start reviewing Ring of Honor. There's a lot of shows we should be reviewing. We should be reviewing Ring of Honor. Should be reviewing MLW. Should be reviewing Lucha Underground. There's just not enough time in the week.
Yeah, but you know what? All of these shows now are going to be, man, that place is great. I think they're wonderful. I hear they're great guys to work with and to be around. That's all Tom's going to do now. You know, he needs a job. So be careful.
Mike.
You going to get his
He's
true
been
feelings?
Suspended for 2 years. He's been doing just fine. It's not like he was working regularly for UFC and was just released.
You know how promoters are. They know he needs a job now.
Listen, he should be. Listen, I'm not just saying this because Tom's my friend, okay? Tom should be in, like, Impact Wrestling and fighting for Bellator. I guess he's signed to MLW, so I guess he can go to Impact, but point is, he should be wrestling on a national television show. I mean, I guess MLW is national television. I'm not trying to bury MLW here, but I mean, I don't get being sports, so to me it doesn't feel like a national television show. But the point of this is, he should be making a lot of money somewhere on the national stage as a professional wrestler, and he should be fighting for Bellator at the same time. He should be doing the Bobby Lashley deal.
He needs to be on live PD, just randomly appearing and walking into some of these situations that are there. Tom can handle himself in case things jump off. Everything will be fine.
This person says, is Chris Wolfe available to team with you at the convention?
Wait, when are you guys eating this meat, too? Because I don't
Friday
need
night.
Going in... Okay, so you're going to go into the match with gout. That's
no, I never
you sure
get
that's
gout.
A good idea?
You kidding me? I can eat like nobody's business.
Well, yeah, we'll see about that. I don't know. Chris Wolf she can eat some meat.
Oh, here's a question. Do you think that Ty Dillinger was more attractive in NXT? Hey, you know what? Men and women alike. I think every single one of them was more attractive in NXT. I mean, who's been called up to the main roster that's done better on the main roster than they were doing in NXT? Anybody? Name somebody. Nakamura was a champion at NXT. He can't win the belt on the main roster. Asuka's like, she's vanished off the face of the earth.
Bo Dallas definitely has
They
not.
Can't figure out anything to do with Asuka at SummerSlam.
AOP, they don't know what to do with.
AOP is lost. I mean, Sanity can't catch a break.
Dash and Dawson.
Dash and Dawson are just floundering. Everybody. More attractive on the main roster.
Oh, you know what? Tyler Breeze, because Tyler Breeze always stays attractive.
This person says, it's Chris in Las Vegas. Wants to remind everybody that if you are going to Vegas, Lobster Me inside the Miracle Mile shops in Planet Hollywood, you can get 20% off your meal at Lobster Me. All you have to do is mention the Wrestling Observer Convention, and away you go. Person says Elias is more attractive on the main roster. Actually, that's one.
Yeah, there
you got me there. Elias is doing he's doing much better on the main roster than he was doing in developmental. But I mean, No Way Jose, floundering. Mandy Rose and Sonya, floundering. Who else has been called up lately? Like Triple H said, 80% of the roster has been through NXT, so I could go on and on. I mean, we could say AJ, but he was never in NXT. This person wants to know. What's going on with Matt Hardy? Is he retiring? As far as I know, he's not retiring imminently, but he is all beaten up, and he's not going to be wrestling forever.
What did he get fused?
His hip and his back are fusing together or something like that.
Oy.
Yeah. Carmella getting heat and being a chicken heel is fine. My main problem is the way she has to cheat to win has not been clever. Makes the opponents look really stupid. Be a diva, that's fine, but at least be clever about it.
True. I mean, that's true, I guess. But then again, I mean, there's a being how she is. I mean, it's like The Miz. I mean, that's a part of the character. So you could say she is doing the best she can, being as obnoxious as she can.
Who's better, Carmella or Kelly Kelly? You have to pick one. Carmella's better.
Yeah, at the wrestling, yeah.
This person says, No Way Jose would be more attractive if he wrestled first on the card. I've said that. No Way Jose could have been the greatest opening match wrestler they ever had.
He won't pick up the phone for you either.
I've been to many NXT shows, and he worked the opener. He was so over working the opener on NXT shows. I mean, he didn't have to do anything in the ring. He did his entrance. He went through the crowd. He danced. Everybody danced. They danced. They sang. They had the best time of their lives. Got in the ring. Short match. Babyface win. He dances more. He goes to the back. It was perfect. He should have done that till he was 100 years old. Instead, they called him up and they tried to make him a guy. And then they gave up on him immediately. And there you go. Spurs says, why team with Disco? I predict you'll turn on each other before the match is over. I have never turned on an actual partner.
Very possible.
What? I was not Tom's partner when I kicked him.
That's right.
I have never turned on a partner ever in my lifetime.
Mm.
This person says, oh, by the way, that guy's call. He wanted to know about Hell in a Cell. Which, by the way, is that really the next pay-per-view? That's normally an October pay-per-view. Is it really? Are we really not having it? Or has it been moved to September?
I'll find out.
I shall find out right now, everybody. Fear not. So, yes, Hell in a Cell does follow SummerSlam. It has been moved, I guess, to September 16th, San Antonio, Texas. All I can tell you is this. They've released all of the lineups for shows coming up after SummerSlam. And for the most part, it's the same matches we've been seeing. Alexa Bliss versus Ronda Rousey. And
Ms. Daniel Bryan, AJ Joe.
Yep, blah, blah, blah. The only difference is it appears that the challenger for Roman Reigns after SummerSlam is going to be Braun Strowman. That's what's advertised. Now, what that means, I don't know. Is he going to cash in? Is he not going to cash in? Is he going to take his championship matches but hold on to the briefcase? And maybe, here's something they've never done. Do an actual match with the briefcase holder where he doesn't cash in. Do the entire match, he loses, but then he cashes it immediately and wins. You could do that. There's a lot of different ways you could go with Braun Strowman, but right now, it is being advertised that the big feud after SummerSlam is going to be Roman Reigns versus Braun Strowman, presumably with Strowman, I guess, as the heel. Or maybe Roman's turning, who knows? I'm very skeptical of that, but there you go. Has Filthy Tom ever shown any interest in going to WWE? Now that UFC released him, maybe he'll be sitting next to Matt Riddle as the face in the crowd in Brooklyn. I'd be very skeptical if he showed up in Brooklyn. I guess anything's possible. He's 35. And the bad news is they normally don't hire people that are 35 years old or older. But they did hire Shayna Baszler, who I believe is 38. And she has done a great job in NXT. Yeah, Filthy Tom should be in NXT right now. But I don't know what they're going to do. I have no idea. They should be hiring more MMA fighters, I can tell you that much. Back in a moment, Wrestling Observer Live.
Results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wahl & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wahl has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wahl, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wahl has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you.
and you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-430-4234. 800-430-4234. That's 800-430-4234. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. I was going to call Disco again, but more important news here. Dave on Twitter. Dave Meltzer. I'd like to apologize to you, Peyton. You're an exceedingly attractive woman. I do realize the lengths and pressures on women in the entertainment world to maintain unnatural looks at times, and am glad you pointed this out. On our board, he wrote, I screwed up bad. Whether you want to admit it or not, there is a double standard when it comes to commenting on men's and women's bodies and in wrestling, and my mentality of wanting to treat everyone the same did not take into account that women often starve themselves for looks, which guys don't. That's what I said, and I think many do understand what I meant. Was a subject I should have avoided, and I have learned from this mistake. For those who defend me on this, thanks. I know you understand I meant no harm, but it was still a mistake to learn from. So there you go. That's Dave's apology. I'm sure he'll talk more about this tonight on Observer Radio as well. And we're out of time. Mike's going to be taking over the show tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, and maybe Sunday. I may be back in time for Sunday. Sunday, of course, is SummerSlam. We got 13 matches and a concert. And, of course, the night before is the NXT show with 5 matches. And as of right now, the Tommaso Ciampa-Gianni Gargano match is being given a lot of time. At this point, more time than any other match on either show. So you can make of that what you will. Last man standing for the NXT title. Lots of stuff coming up. Check it out. Lots of stuff on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. I'll be back later on tonight with Tom and Dave. Two big shows coming up tonight, so check those out. And that is it from here. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Callers and listeners, everybody in the studio, we'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.